Okay. Someone's living by his parents. Now they're doing shiputim, or he can't find an apartment. Right now he's married, he's living by his parents. So they give him a room. He's married, he's a married person. He has a room. The place can say, if he's living there, not staying there for a week, living in their house, he should lie in the window of that room. Or he should lie in that house anyways. He's not yet with the balabais, or he could join the balabais. Give him money and his father and father-in-law, they can lie for him. So, from machloket in the poskim, exactly. Vital, the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah, so we pass him anyways, right? Also, the children, they light. Everyone lights in the house. All the men in the house light. The girls don't light. The men in the house light. They all light. You're 5 years old, you light. 6, 7, 8, 7. You light all the time. Everyone lights. It's nice, it's beautiful, huh? You go outside, you look at the like an apartment building. Lights, lights, and everything's lit. It's really nice. Okay, so now, Dalet, Anotar, Bayom Hashmini min Hashemen, Hatzarich Leshiur Hadlaka, Oseh Lo Medura, Vesorfo Bepnei Atzmo, Sharei Yukca Lemitzvato, Veim Mitarev Veshemen Acher, Ve'en Shishim Levatlo, Yishmur Hashem Yosif Alav Yilevatlo. Whatever is left in the oil after 8 days, you have left in the oil in the cups, like we said. You had leftovers. What?
It's not clear, let me say it like that.
But the Piskachu is
not
that. Okay? It makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Makes sense. If it was Muktzeh, if you know what? If someone bought a bottle that he lights with it, only in Hanukkah he lights with olive oil. And you buy a special bottle for Hanukkah for lighting, you can't use that bottle for anything else. You're right. But if someone lights the whole year round with olive oil, he lights every Shabbos with olive oil. So it's not Dafka for Hanukkah. Or like I bought food. I bought regular olive oil for eating. I'm not designating the whole 2 liters for lighting. How much do I need? Half a liter for the whole week? How much do you need to put? 1 centimeter lights for 2 hours. It's those little cups. I put less than half, I fill up with oil. It lights for 2.5 hours. A lot more than the mitzvah. You can put so little and it will still light for 40 minutes. Okay? But still, whatever is left over, and also the... we'll see over here. Yeah. You can't use it for anything else. It's muktzeh for the mitzvah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What do you do with it? You burn it. There was some tzaddikim, admorim, they do a whole thing. They make a whole simcha. At the next year, Hanukkah, they burn the old oil and the old thing. They make a medurah.
No, if you have pre-made cups, can you use those for next year? That if you have
for Hanukkah candles, sure. Yeah, for Hanukkah you can use. So.
So is it going to light Shabbos candles for the year?
No. The menorah, the Hanukkiah.
No, the pre-made stuff. That's it. You use it to take the oil.
What is he asking? What is he asking?
Did you have like say one of those menorahs you get with these?
I don't know. I don't know if that's considered Disney. I don't know. What did you say? Those things you can't, definitely can't.
Yeah.
No, not those. What he asked, what Michael asked, that those pre-made things definitely can't use for during the year. One second. No. You hear Yaakov. The pre-made things?
Right.
You shouldn't leave them for next year.
Should not.
Why?
Because of that, it's what?
No, not because of that. We're afraid a person might come to use them during the year for other reasons.
Yeah, because I put them away with the Hanukkiah.
Not you might put them away, but he might not put them away, but put them on the shelf.
Right.
Therefore, you don't keep them from eating. The Mishnah Berurah says. L'anicho l'shana, but let's see in a second, maybe here he says, the person says something else. No. He says, no, you shouldn't leave it for next year at all.
Can you use the leftover oil when you burn the hummus?
Yeah, you can. The mitzvah.
So what do you mean by that? You mean like
the... Okay, let's see what's going to do. Yeah. The minute it builds to burn it with the hummus. What are you saying?
What do you mean by that? You know what I'm talking about? Like this little tin in order to have like a glass jar or something. Like 10
shekels. Yeah, I have one of those, yeah.
That's the same. That's what you mean. You can't save that for next year.
No, the oil and the wick that you used already, that you designated for Hanukkah, which are left in the cups. Let's say it went out. So let's see. Wait, there's also more.
The other question that was asked was there was these kits of the little glass jars. Filled with solid oil.
Right. So you're not supposed to leave it for next year. Mm-hmm. Not supposed to leave it for next year.
There's a problem. You can hustle all of those. Because the stores buy them by the time.
Yeah, but it wasn't used.
That's my point.
What was saved, it wasn't used. That's what he's asking about. He bought three last year. Used one. But it wasn't sale. Instead of 50 shekel each, one was 3 for 100.
It wasn't designated yet for Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't yet designated yet for Hanukkah.
Wasn't what?
Designated. It wasn't mukta for Hanukkah. It's still in the package.
Right. It's still in the package.
He bought it for Hanukkah. This Hanukkah is for 3 Hanukkah.
So you don't know. Whatever you...
So it's
not no, because... Right. Why not? Because he did not designate them yet for Hanukkah. Maybe the factory made it for Hanukkah, but you didn't... Not using it, but once you open the package and you're putting them on the thing, Ken?
So that's what the question was. He has three. One for Hanukkah last year, one for Hanukkah this year, one for Hanukkah the following year. He bought them at once. So there's no problem to save for the following year.
No problem. Is that was the question, so no, there's no problem saving.
That's what he's saying.
So as long as I pop open, as long as the tops aren't popped open,
Yeah, once it's sealed, but once you open it, and you're using them for Hanukkah, and you have a few left over.
You can't use them for something else. Except for Sibulat of curing something. Okay. There's also Sibulat.
There's another thing that he says here.
Of using leftover Hanukkah oil to swallow or rub on an injury to swallow for an illness.
Yeah. Another thing what he says here, that it's very lenient. Why? Because only the amount of oil which is you need for the half an hour after Tisha B'Av, only that is kadosh. Anything else after that is not kadosh. So basically, the oil it goes out after half an hour. You're allowed to use that oil. Only the wick you can't use. The wick you definitely can't use. The oil, you hear Michael?
Yeah.
Mr. Brewer, he says this.
Right.
Only the oil, let's say you lit it. After 10 minutes it went out. So the amount of oil that you need in order to light the menorah for the half an hour, only that is muktzeh for Hanukkah. But anything after that is not muktzeh for Hanukkah. It's very lean. Bekitzur, basically.
What we do... And I have a can with a spout for filling the Hanukkiah. I just refill it every couple of days, so I don't have too much in there. Because I use olive oil all year round for Shabbat.
No, that's what I said. I also...
So when I buy a bottle, I take one of the bottles and I put it into the jug for the Hanukkiah, enough for it to keep lighting.
Okay.
So
that doesn't matter. Only what's in the cups.
Not so much left over afterwards.
Okay. Only what's in the cups. It doesn't mean... No, it's in the thing. If you unless you designate it,
what I put into the puri jug is what's designated for Hanukkah and Sukkot and Purim.
Understand? So, weiter. Be'erev Shabbat, an erev Shabbat, yes, tomorrow. מדליקים נר חנוכה תחילה ואחר כך נר שבת. You first light Hanukkah candles. Afterwards you light Shabbos candles. Obviously, because if you light Shabbos candles, you're bringing in Shabbos. How could you light afterwards Hanukkah candles? Right, of course, you can make a tnai that you never light Hanukkah. First you do Hanukkah, then you do Shabbos. כן, הוא מברך עליהם כמו בכל ימי כסות ברוכות, even though it's still daytime. During the week, when do we light?
At night.
At night. You light in the daytime, you still make your ברוכות. Okay? So Mishnah Berurah says, okay, that when do we light? You can't light whenever you want. You have to light. The earliest this year you could light is, let's say, at 3:45. That's, you can't light before that. Before that, you're not yet. You can't make a bracha, you're not yet. The earliest you could light tomorrow is 3:45. Okay? Between 3:45 and Shkia.
What's candle wedding? Tomorrow?
I see. Oh, Shabbos candles?
Right.
4 or 2, I don't know. So you light. And then?
An hour and 50 minutes before Shkia?
No, it's not an hour and 50 minutes. It's an hour and quarters manit, which is about an hour before Shkia, or a little less. About an hour before Shkia.
You have to burn an hour and a half.
You have to burn for a long time. Don't worry. If you put half of those glasses of oil, it lights for an hour and a half, over an hour and a half. Depends how big the flame is, of course. Okay. At least one of the candles should light that long, because you don't have to light really all of them so long. At least one of them should light for that long. So I have a neighbor of mine that he lights at home, and downstairs he also puts one candle every day, because the mitzvah is one candle every day. That's the mitzvah. He wants to be yotzei all the shitas, so he puts always one candle down in the entrance of the building for every night. But he doesn't make a bracha on that one. He makes a bracha upstairs on the one at home. He lights the amount that they like. And downstairs he puts one can. That's to be able to all the shitas.
But outside.
Oh, yeah?
Outside.
What do you mean?
You go outside because it doesn't outside. You know?
I don't understand.
It's just the light one outside, you know?
No, only.
What's the question?
The light one outside.
Where outside?
I don't know.
You know the street?
Boxes, you know?
What?
When people light in, they have their boxes in the outside.
Beautiful.
That's not like considered, you know.
No, this is machlokes. Where do you light? In the house? Depends. If you're living in an apartment building. If you're not living in an apartment, you probably should light outside. Depends. Well, the person can say depends where there's more pilsum nest. There's more pilsum of the nest. In the window, you light in the window, some person can say. Okay.
No. In terms of the distance, we said it's between 3 and 10. Between 3 and 10 tefachim. Whether you're lighting your house, or you're like, you're supposed to have the candle. The
when we're talking about the doorway.
In the doorway.
It's between 3 and 10. The
three and ten. Now in the house.
Doesn't make a difference on the windowsill.
No, huh?
On the windowsill.
Okay.
Or on the table, whatever you do. Now we should daven mincha before we light candles. And therefore, everyone should try to daven mincha early tomorrow. There'll be plenty of minyanim at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So when we go to daven mincha,
even
from 12 already, right? So 10 after 12 or something. Daven mincha, afterwards, go wash your floors and do whatever you need. Achar kach, you light chanukah candles, afterwards the wife lights. She doesn't have to light when the siren goes off, the Shabbos candles. Especially not in Erev Chanukah. It's not chashuv. As long as she lights before Shkia. A few minutes before Shkia is good. So she adds a Shabbos, a little bit of Kedusha of Shabbos before. Okay, but Mincha, everyone should try to do early tomorrow. So plan your day. Plan your day so you're able to do Mincha early tomorrow. Motzei Shabbos. Okay. Motzei Shabbat, Emad Dimilach HaKosh Nenimimimimimim. Of course, you can make Abdullah on Chanukah candles. Right? That can't be your light for the Abdallah. For two reasons. First of all, it's Hanukkah candles. You can't use them. You can't enjoy them. You can't benefit the light from it. The whole point of Abdallah is that you benefit the light. And second of all, for Abdallah candle, you have to have two wicks. And Hanukkah candles has one wick, so it can't be that anyways with it. Good. Next, halacha about Motzei Shabbat. Madlikim der Chanukah with the Knesset Kol Abdallah. In the shul, they will be lighting Chanukah candles before you go home and do Abdullah. First you light Chanukah candles, then you do Abdullah. In shul. The kol shekein beveitosh madlik al-mavdi, shekein kvar yivdi v'dekesed. And all the more so at home, he should first light, wait till we finish, and then do Abdullah. Why? Because already they did Abdullah in Shul. Says in the Mishnah Berurah.
I'm sorry, what did you say? When you come home and what's your Shabbos, which do you do first?
The Rama said, since he made Abdullah in Shul, you should first light Hanukkah and then make Abdullah for everyone else at home. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? The Shabur, he brings down. Very interesting, very interesting. One second, I have to see this inside. The Shabur brings down the Ovid Kemal, Ovid Kemal, Ovid. Very interesting. Okay. So, Machlokes in the first game, what do you do at home first? First, do you light? First, do you make Avdala? So I'm going to bring all the shitas. So the Shabur of Paskins, that each one could do whatever place he goes by. So let's see what it says here. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the Zdeh Chemed, which is at your side this week, Zdeh Chemed, Rabbi Chizkiyah Medini, Rav of Hebron, he's buried in Hebron, the old cemetery. And the Ben Ish Chai, in the Ma'or Vashemesh, B'Shem HaChozeh Milublin, B'Shem HaShmuel Shmel Kemenik Yishvu Kadbu, that first, at home, he first light. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he first make Abdullah. Okay. Yeah. And the Chazanish and the Stifler, they used to first make Abdullah. Some say, yeah, something like that. It's Shtam Zaman Arbach. And the Minhag Yerushalayim was first the light. Yisuf Chaim Zonofer used to ask his family that before he gets home from Shul for Maariv after Shabbos, they should prepare the candles at the door. And right away when he gets home, he first will light, then he goes into the house. He met that mitzvah first. He has to do that first. He can't go past the mitzvah. Okay. Very interesting. So the Ma'ase say each one can do whatever he wants. You can first light or first do Avdala. The Machlokes is in the Achronim, the Machlokes in the Poskim even our days. So whatever each one does is good. Minhag Yerushalayim is to first light and then make Avdala. I think also that's what my father does also. First light and then make Avdala.
Do you have
Bresh with
Minhag?
Minhag?
First light, Hanukkah.
Okay. First light, then make Avdala. But if someone does otherwise, it's 100%. There's plenty of other Paiskim, very harsh of Paiskim, with Paskin otherwise. Okay. Just one thing, if you first of all, in Shul, we said Atachan Antonu, so anyways, you did Abdallah. Main Abdallah is in the davening, not in the lighting the candle and doing the kois, like the Gemara says, Psachim. But if someone forgot to say Atachan Antonu, so, and he wants the light first, he should say Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh Lechol. Not forget to say that. And then, like the women do. And then, anyways, that's Abdallah. Abdallah is in the mouth. Saying Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh Lechol, you did Abdallah. Okay? And then you can light Chanukah and then make Abdallah. If someone does otherwise, it's a Me'achuz. If someone first make Abdallah and then he lights, 100%. Mishnah Berurah says, the Ovid Kemal Ovid, the Ovid Kemal Ovid. Whatever you do is good. There's plenty of questions this way and that way. Very interesting. I never thought about this because we always like first. I didn't know all this. Shkoyach, thank you all because of you.
What do you do?
I first light. Come on, like that. The point is, the question is like this: what do you do? You're supposed to light at a certain time, right? Right. So of course we can't light within the half an hour after Shkiyah because that's the earliest time that people daven in Bichlal. Okay. First start davening then. So let's say you get home. If someone doesn't keep Rabbeinu Tam, of course he should light right away. But what do you do if you keep Rabbeinu Tam? So also on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, you keep Rabbeinu Tam or not?
Yes.
But the Ma'aseh, if you keep Rabbeinu Tam kavua every week, so you keep Rabbeinu Tam also for Chanukah. But if you just do it as a chumrah, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It's not a kabbalah that you have in yourself. So the first thing you say, you should run home and light as soon as possible. Like the Chanukah, light of Shabbos, I don't know, what's more chashuv? So anyways, don't drag it out too much. Okay? It's a light when there's still people walking around.
Can you say the bracha and not make a hand?
No.
So which bracha? What if you're in prison? It's Hanukkah and you don't have candles. What do you do?
You smile and say halal and dance and sing. You cannot. What are you saying, bracha? If you see a candle. If you don't see candles, you can't say anything.
There was a Jew free yesterday from prison.
I hear it. From Cuba.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for Jonathan Pollard.
Waiting for him too.
This guy was in Cuba. Pollard was in Cuba, he'd be out.
What's worse, Cuba or the United States?
Yeah, you see, you heard all the anti-Semitism and then going on in America, in New York. People thought they're safe. Gamalnu with America. Safest place is over here, and that was a sweat. Took down a big Chanukiah that was in the square somewhere.
Where?
In New York.
Somebody took it down?
Yeah.
They destroyed it,
yeah. Wow. Well, you think America is a safe place? There was a Chanukiah in a square somewhere in America.
Oh.
In New York, and on the Semites at night took it apart.
What do you expect?
I don't expect anything, but people in America might say, we're in the safe
place. Anybody expect anything else is self-delusion, right?
So, two more halachas, then we go on. All 8 days of Hanukkah we say Alanisim and benching.
What if you forget?
Rega. In the davening, Shmonesre, Vim lo amar, Vim lo amar. En machzirim oto. But if he's still in the same bracha and he didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem yet, finishing the bracha, okay, and he said Baruch Ata, I forgot, say right away Al Anisim. And that's during davening. And benching, Rama says that if he forgot in benching, so when he says Arachaman, so he doesn't say Al Anisim, he does, but in a different way. He says, in the benchers it's printed Arachaman, Hu Yaaseh Lanu Nisim Niflaot. Kishem shasta la avotenu, vayim ha'em hazman hazeh, v'met isyo, brought down in the thing. Rosh Chodesh, we're going to mention also in Musaf. He mentioned Al Anisim also. 2 days of Rosh Chodesh this year. It's the only month where it's not Kavua. Is Chanukah, Tevet is the only month which is not Kavua. Sometimes it's a full month, Kislev is not. This year it's on Monday and on Tuesday. Monday is Lamed and Tuesday is Aleph Tevet. So I have a friend who's born on Lamed, so he told me once, I remember he was 26, so he said, I'm 7 years old. I said, really? Why? He said, not every year I have a birthday, some years I skip. Because he's born on a day which doesn't always exist. No. There's a rule. There's 4 times a year where you don't have Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh. If someone doesn't know what Yom Kippur Katan is, it's a special prayer which is said on Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's like Yom Kippur, it has all kinds of piyutim and all kinds of tshuva. In a lot of shuls they say it on Mincha time. No. 8 out of 12 months of the year. Which 4 they don't say them? It's Rashi Tevot, Chatat. Sin, Chatat, yeah? A sin offering. Chatat. Chet is Cheshvan. Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan we don't say. Why? Because it's Tishrei. Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is still Tishrei, and Tishrei we don't say Tachanunim. Right? Tet. Tevet, because it's Chanukah. We don't say Chanukah. Erev Rosh Chodesh Tevet we don't say Tevet. Aleph is Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, Elul. One second. No, sorry.
No.
Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Adar, we do say Iyar because it's still Nisan. And Nisan, we don't say Tachanunim also. And Taf is which month started at the top. Tishrei, right. Ani Erev Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't say either. So we learned a little bit about halachas today. Shkoyach, shkoyach, now we do.